Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference Call. Today, we are very fortunate to have His Grace Arjun Sakha Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic of Chaitanya Bhagavat Adikanda, Chapter 7, verse number 95 onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for your joining and giving your valuable time and association this morning. We are very fortunate, and today is Ekadasi. I'm so happy to hear from you, Prabhuji, on this auspicious day. Please take over the call, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Vinita Gantharvika Mataji, for that very kind welcome. And your enthusiasm is always so contagious. Whenever I come on this platform and I see you and all the devotees here, the enthusiasm is so contagious that even if the speaker is not qualified, the enthusiasm of the devotees are so high that the speaker is forced to speak something in line with our Shastra. So thank you so much, Mataji, for that very kind welcome. And thank you so much to Priti Vilasini Mataji for very kindly having me at the service of all the devotees here at Bhakti Sangha. Today is a very auspicious day, the day of Ekadashi. Hari Vasara Madhavatiti. It is the day when one should hear about the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. You see, traditionally, Ekadashi is always called as Upavas. And the general understanding of Upvas is fast. In India, they say Upvas hai, aaj Upvas hai. So Upvas, generally, it is understood as fast. But ideally, if you see, the word Upavas is broken into two separate words. Upa and Vasa. Vasa means to reside. And Upa means near. So Ekadashi traditionally is that day where the disciple or the student sits close. He resides close to his spiritual master. Upavas. He resides close to his spiritual master. And what does he do? He hears Harikatha. With all the 11 senses that he has. Ekadasha. Five knowledge acquiring, five working, and the mind. With everything that he has. All the 11 senses. He completely uses that in hearing Krishna Katha. So Ekadashi is that day where with Ekadasha senses, with 11 senses, we sit Upavas, we recite laws to our spiritual master or to anyone superior and hear about the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. So it is a very, very auspicious day, not just to perform chanting or any other devotional activity, but primarily to hear Harikatha, because we see Prahlad Maharaj in the seventh canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, when he's speaking about Navavidha Bhakti, he starts with Shravanam. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, etc. Pada Sevanam, Kirtanam, Archanam, everything is later, but it starts with Shravanam. If there is hearing, then there is impetus to do some service. But if there is no hearing, then everything just becomes mechanical. The hearing of Krishna Katha is like the fuel to our bhakti. So again, re-emphasizing on this very auspicious day of Mohini Ekadashi, our endeavor is to speak from the pages of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. The speaker has no qualification. Yogyata vichare kichu nahi paaye tumara karuna sar, karuna na hoile kandhiya kandhiya prana na rakhibo ar. If I see my qualification, yogyata vichare kichu nahi pai, there is no qualification. The material qualification is not the qualification to sit on the Vyasasan. Of course, in home there is no Vyasasan, it's just a chair, but we take the essence. Material qualifications is not the qualification to sit and serve a class. Yogyata vichare kichu nahi pai, tumara karuna sar. If the devotees pray, if the devotees shower their mercy, karuna na hoile kandhiya kandhiya prana na rakhibovar. But if those devotees who are the only life and soul, only hope for a speaker, if they don't pray and if they don't shower their blessings, then however learned, so-called learned the speaker is, he will still not be able to speak. So I genuinely pray at the lotus feet of all the devotees present here on this day of Ekadashi, kindly pray for me, kindly bless me. If you are older to me in age, kindly bless me. And if you are younger to me, you can still pray for me, because prayers are irrespective of whether one is older or one is younger. Please pray for me so that I can speak some favorable words in the glorification of today's topic. Please accept my very humble obeisances. Vansha kalpataro bhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Om agyana timirandhasya gyananjana shalakhaya chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamahiyam dadati svapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanustute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamine Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Gurave Gaura Chandraya, Radhikaya Tadalaye, Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya, Tadbhaktaya Namo Namaha, Anandalilamaya Vigrahaya, Hemavadivya Chavisundaraya, Tasmai Mahaprema Rasapradaya, Shri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Nityananda Maham Naomi Sarvananda Karam Param Harinama Pradam Devam Avadhuta Shiromani Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai Shri Nityananda Rama Ki Jai Tamasta Gaurav Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai So let me quickly share my screen dear devotees for the verses that have been assigned. Is the screen visible? Can someone quickly confirm?
Yes, yes,
yes.
Thank you so much. So we're reading from the Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat that has been bestowed upon all of us by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur with the commentary of Simha Guru Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So this is Adikanda, chapter 7, text 95 onwards. So we are just going to take two verses today, 95 and 96. Vishwarupa sanyasa shuniya
bhaktagana harishe vishadasabe bhave anukshana.
As the devotees heard about Vishwarupa's accepting sannyas, they simultaneously felt happiness and lamentation. X96.
Yeva chile sthana Krishna katha kanibara taha Krishna harilena ana sabakara.
English translation. They said, whatever little opportunity we had for discussing the topics of Krishna katha together, Krishna has taken that away. So beautiful. So dear devotees, this is that historic section from the pages of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Vishwambar's older brother, that is Vishwaroop. Vishwaroop is taken sannyas and there is complete lamentation. Devotees are completely sad seeing Vishwaroop having gone to the forest to take sannyas. We see in the Rai Ramananda Samvad, Ramananda Rai, when he is speaking to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very beautifully he tells Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, "My dear Lord, Ami Nat Tumi Sutradhar." He says, "My dear Lord, I am a puppet and you are a puppeteer. The puppet has no personal independence. But based on how the puppeteer moves the puppet moves. Does the puppet have personal independence? No. But the strings of the puppet are attached to the puppeteer. And based on how the puppeteer is moving his hands, the puppet moves." Ramananda Rai tells Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "My dear Lord, you have come here to hear from me. But this is external, iha bahya. But actually, Ami Nat, I am the puppet. Tumi Sutradhar, and you are the puppeteer. You are moving. You are inspiring me to speak. And that is how I am speaking, my dear Lord." Prabhu kahe vina yantra, tumi vina dhari. Rai kahe vina yantra, tumi vina dhari. My dear Lord, I am vina yantra. I am a musical instrument. And who are you? Vina dhari. You are the person who is playing the musical instrument, which means you are the musician. Does the musical instrument have any personal independence? No. But when the musician walks in and he picks up an harmonium or he picks up a flute, that's when the musical instrument gets ornamented. Otherwise, the musical instrument has no personal glory. But when the musician walks in, that's when that musical instrument becomes extraordinary. You see, in India, we have Pandit Hari Prasad Chaurasia, known for his flute. So when he plays the flute, there's a crowd of assembly that come. People pay tickets. Why? Because the musician has the ability to produce magic in that instrument. So Ramananda Rai is telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "My dear Lord, you are that musician. I am the musical instrument. The way you are going to inspire me, that is how I am going to speak." And then Ramananda Rai goes on to speak 250 epic verses. So sweet. Rai Ramananda Samvad from the Chaitanya Charitamrita is so sweet, technical, but extremely sweet. Hopefully by Krishna's mercy, if Krishna arranges something, at some point we can have this epic discussion, verse by verse, from the commentaries of Srila Prabhupada and also some previous acharyas on this very beautiful Rai Ramananda Samvad section. So with the same words that Ramananda Rai offered Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "I am also begging. I am like that musical instrument. I have no personal qualification. But if devotees pray and they bless me, then this musical instrument will make some sense." Advaita Acharya, when he was there in Nadia, would speak Krishna Katha. And when Advaita Acharya would speak Krishna Katha, there would be so many devotees, the local residents who would come and attend. And Vishwaroop was one among them, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's older brother. Gita Bhagavata kahe Acharya Gosai, Jnana Karma Nindikare Bhakti Ra Badhai. When Advaita Acharya would speak, what would he speak on? Gita Bhagavata kahe Acharya Gosai. Advaita Acharya would speak about Gita, Bhagavad Gita, and Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is personally present, so he would not speak Chaitanya Charitamrita. The book was still not present. But he would speak about Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. But when he would speak about these two books, there was something he would always keep in mind. What was that thing? Jnana Karma Nindikare. Oh, he would find faults. He would show the world the shortcomings of Gyan Marg and Karma Marg as to how these two margs are not self-sufficient to get Sri Krishna's lotus feet. But Bhakti Ra Bhadai, he would speak about the glories of Bhakti. How Bhakti on its own is so powerful that it can bind the heart of Damodar. It can bind the heart of Sri Krishna. And when Advaita Acharya would speak, people in thousands would come and hear. Shyam Sundar Prabhu, Prabhupada's disciple, he was in one of his memories, he was making this point. When Prabhupada came to Mumbai and he gave that famous class in Cross Maidan, that class where Srila Radhanath Maharaj first saw Srila Prabhupada, there were balloons that were flowing, the Hare Krishna festival, Hare Krishna festival. And that's how Srila Radhanath Maharaj came and he met Srila Prabhupada for the first time. And Shyam Sundar Prabhu, in that he explains, he was saying that all the while I thought for a Bhagavatam class, only 10, 15 or 20 would be there in the assembly. Because that's what we saw in the West. That's what we saw in 26 Second Avenue. But when I came to India for the first time and I sat in Cross Maidan, I was amazed to see 25,000 people come and hear Srila Prabhupada. I never thought that so many could come and hear a Bhagavatam class. Shyam Sundar Prabhu there was explaining that India is such a place where Krishna Bhakti naturally flows, unlike the West. In the West, when someone is speaking, we have maybe 20, 25, 30 in the audience. But in India, Shyam Sundar Prabhu was explaining, when Prabhupada came, 25,000 with rapt attention was hearing to Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was hammering the point that he was making as to how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is supreme. And Shyam Sundar Prabhu was saying, I was feeling as if the whole assembly, the whole land was trembling. Prabhupada like a lion. We are approaching Narsingha Chaturdashi. Prabhupada like a lion was roaring from the Vyasasan. So there Shyam Sundar Prabhu was saying that Krishna Katha is such, if the speaker is very exalted, like Prabhupada, then people just come and hear Harikatha from that person. And likewise, we find Advaita Acharya, the personality who invoked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu down in this world, was speaking Harikatha. So naturally, everyone was attending his Harikatha. And Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Shukadev Goswami says that this Srimad Bhagavatam or this Harikatha has three facets. It has three qualities, dear devotees. Brahman Krishna Katha Punya Madhvi Loka Malapaha Konu Tripyeta Shrunvanam Shrutagya Nityanutanaha. Canto 10, Chapter 52, Text 20, Srimad Bhagavatam describes in the beautiful section of Rukmini, where Krishna kidnaps Rukmini. My worshipable spiritual master, Srila Radha Govinda Maharaj, when he was speaking on this section, he was explaining that there are different types of marriage. The best type of marriage is Gandharva Viva. That happens in the upper planets. It's called as Gandharva Viva. But one type of marriage that is present, of course not seen much in this world, but that is still there in the Vedic scripture, is called as Rakshas Viva. The way Rakshasas, the way demons get married. And how do Rakshasas get married? Well, they go into an assembly. And in a Swayamvar, where many kings are there who have thought to themselves that, oh, now they're going to get married to this girl. A Rakshas Viva is something where out of nowhere a king walks into that assembly and kidnaps that girl, even before anyone can react. A kidnapping goes on. Cold-blooded kidnapping. Like we have cold-blooded murder. Cold-blooded kidnapping takes place, and that is a Rakshas Viva. And Srila Guru Maharaj was explaining, Sri Krishna is expert in Rakshas Viva. Of the eight principal queens that Sri Krishna has in Dwarka, three of them Krishna did Rakshas Viva. Rukmini was one among them, the first. But apart from that, even as far as Bhadra and Lakshmana is concerned, Krishna did Rakshas Viva. So the Lord whom we worship is expert in stealing, he's expert in kidnapping, he's expert in lying, he's expert in cheating. Bhagavan sab mein expert hai. He's expert in all the things that in the Bhagavad Gita, in fact, he says one should not lie, one should not steal. In the 12th chapter, he gives the qualities for a Brahmana. But in the land of Vrindavan, he himself breaks all those qualities that he mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. So, Advaita Acharya here is speaking about the qualities of Srimad Bhagavatam from the section of Rukmini. And here Shukadev Goswami gives the first quality of Srimad Bhagavatam. He says, Brahman Krishna Katha Punya. The first quality of Bhagavatam is, it is Punya. When we say Bhagavatam, it is Krishna Katha primarily. The first quality, it is Punya, which means pure. Anyone who comes in this current of Krishna Katha, all pure Krishna Katha, anyone who comes in this current of Krishna Katha will become pure. There is no doubt about this. There is absolutely no doubt about this. Anyone who comes in this current of Krishna Katha will definitely become pure. But there is a caution. There is an asterisk. You see, generally when, you know, when you take some life insurance or any of those things, at the end, in small letters, there will be asterisk. Terms and conditions apply. So similarly for Krishna Katha also, there is a small asterisk. Terms and conditions apply. What are the terms and conditions? We will definitely become pure, no doubt. But that purity will act faster. We will become pure quickly if the intention is to become pure. If the intention of hearing Krishna Katha is to become pure, then one will become pure very quickly. But if the intention is to show our supremacy over others, I know 700 verses of Bhagavad Gita. I have won Gita competition. I know so many verses of Bhagavatam. I can chant one verse in five melodies. Almost like Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. I can chant so many verses in so many melodies. If it is to show supremacy over others, then that does not help in purification. We will get some purification, but it will be snail's pace. But if the intention is to become purified, then Harikatha acts very fast. What are the examples, dear devotees, of those personalities who heard Katha, but the intention was not to be pure? First, Dhritarashtra Maharaj. Did Dhritarashtra Maharaj hear Bhagavad Gita? Yes. Did he hear Bhagavad Gita, the authentic version, as it is? Yes. Did he hear it from a bona fide speaker? Yes. But was there transformation? No. That same Bhagavad Gita was spoken at two places by two different personalities. Both the speakers were exalted. The same content. But for Arjuna, it acted very fast and he immediately surrendered. But for Dhritarashtra Maharaj, no change. So the point here is, if the intention of hearing Katha is not purification, then that purification takes time. No doubt Dhritarashtra Maharaj later gets purification, but it took a lot of time because his intention of hearing Hari Katha was not purification. Another example, Keshav Kashmiri. Did Keshav Kashmiri know Shastra? Yes. Did he know all the verses? Yes. He was a Digvijay Pandit. He would smash everyone to pieces. Such a powerful scholar. Wherever he would go, people would just run away because the local pandits were afraid of Keshav Kashmiri because Keshav Kashmiri's fame grew so much that no one had the adhikar, no one had the ability to battle him. It's of course, it's a different point. And Nimai later comes and crushes him completely. But Keshav Kashmiri, we find, he knew all the Shastra. He knew all the verses. He probably knew the best Krishna Katha. But was there purification? No. Nimai was so powerful that he gave humility to Keshav Kashmiri after humiliation. Keshav Kashmiri got humility after humiliation. Like Prabhupada's disciple, Mahatma Prabhu, in his Japa retreat, once he was making this point, that we always go to Krishna and say, my dear Lord, I want humility. Trinadapi sunichena tarorev sahishnuna. We chant in the morning. Whether we mean it or not, a different question. But we at least parrot the philosophy. And Mahatma Prabhu was saying, when we speak that, oh, my dear Lord, I want humility, we have to also understand that we get humility after humiliation. Humility is attained only after humiliation. So when we pray for humility, we are also praying for humiliation. That, my dear Lord, I want humiliation. Please give me humiliation in my life so that I will attain some humility. So humility and humiliation go back and forth. So Keshav Kashmiri got humility after humiliation. But the point is, did he know all the Krishna Katha? Yes. But there was no effect, no purification. Later he gets purification and he goes to Vrindavan and serves the Lord. So many examples. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. New Shastra, left, right, center. But what does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say? Mayavada bhashya shunilo hoilo sarvanash. If we hear to a Mayavadi, hoilo sarvanash. Gaura Premanande. You're completely doomed. So knowing Shastra is not everything, dear devotees. Implementing on that and having the desire to become pure, that's when Harikatha acts. So the first quality of Harikatha is Brahman Krishna Katha Punya. It is very pure. And because this Harikatha is so pure, we see here in this section, in verse 97, that the Nadia Vasis, the Navadvip Vasis, are repenting in their heart that, oh, now Vishwarupa is gone. Which means all the Harikathas that we have had, everything will stop. No more home programs. You see, now in so many temples, all this while when COVID was going on, we all had like so many home programs. I'm pretty sure in every congregation, we all had so many home programs. But now that the temples have resumed and all the outreach programs have started, the home programs have kind of gone down. So here we see that once Vishwarupa is now leaving, he's taken sannyas, the locals, the Nadiyavasis, the Navadvipvasis, they're feeling in their heart that this all pure Krishna Katha, we will now miss it. Brahman Krishna Katha Punya, second Madhvi. Krishna Katha is very sweet, dear devotees. And the best proof is, if Krishna Katha is not sweet, all of us would not assemble here to hear Krishna Katha. We would probably be doing something else. We are ready to give all the material things to the side. Why? Because we are getting some taste in Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha is very sweet. And we see that the medicines of this world, Krishna Katha is like a medicine. The medicines of this world we find whenever we are ill, when we go to the doctor gives a medicine, Tylenol, Benadryl and things like that. He will give a medicine. But these medicines we find, are they sweet? No, they are always bitter. So if the medicines to cure Deha Rog are bitter, how damn bitter should the medicine to cure Bhava Rog be? If the medicine to cure Deha Rog is bitter, the medicine to cure Bhava Rog should be so damn bitter. But we see it is not bitter. It is very sweet. Madhvi, it is very sweet. So that's the second quality of Harikatha. It is very sweet. Brahman Krishna Katha Punya Madhvi. And third quality, Loka Malapaha. Mala basically means impurities. And Apaha. Oh, the Supreme Lord, as Harikatha, he kidnaps. He's expert in kidnapping. He's expert in stealing. And he, as Harikatha, comes and kidnaps the mala, the impurities that are there in the heart. In fact, the Lord is expert in stealing, in not just in Krishna Leela. In Krishna Leela, he steals from house to house. But in all the ages, he's expert in stealing. Vraje prasiddham navaneeta chauram gopanganam chadukula chauram aneka janmarjita papa chauram chauragraganyam purusham namami shri radhika mardayasya chauram navamudashyamalakanti chauram. What does Bilva Mangala Chakur say? Leela Shukha. Bilva Mangala Chakur is also called as Leela Shukha. Shripad Bilva Mangala Chakur is saying, oh, the Supreme Lord is expert in stealing in all the ages. When he comes as Shri Ram, he steals the complexion of the grass because we see Shri Ram is green in color. So as Shri Ram, he steals the complexion of the grass. As Shri Krishna, he steals the complexion of the cloud. And between the cloud and the grass, what are people running behind? They're running behind gold. You see people in this world, every single person is running behind gold. So in Kali, he comes down as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and also steals the complexion of the gold. So he is a stealer, the best among stealers in all the ages. He steals in Treta, he steals in Dwapar, and he also steals in Kali. And as Harikatha, he also steals the mala, the impurities of the heart. So the Lord whom we worship is the best among stealers. Sabse bade chore Bhagavan. Especially the Lord of Vrindavan is the biggest thief. So Bhagavatam or Krishna Katha we find has these three very sweet qualities. Brahman, Krishna Katha, Punya, Madhvi, Lokamalapaha, three qualities. Konu trippyeta shrunvanan, shutagga nitya nutana. Oh, who is that personality? Shukadev Goswami says, who will not hear Krishna Katha? That Krishna Katha, which has so many qualities, who will that person be who will not hear? Shripad Aindra Prabhu would say, this is the lazy, intelligent way to make progress in bhakti. For all other limbs, for chanting, you have to move your mouth. For deity worship, you have to move your hands. For parikrama, you have to move your legs. That too, if it's a Govardhan parikrama, you have to move your legs a lot for 21 kilometers. But this is the lazy, intelligent way to make progress. We don't have to do anything. And that too, if it's Zoom, we can as well switch off the video. So we don't have to do anything. Wherever we are, sthane sthita shruti gata tanuvak manobir. Wherever we are, whatever we are doing, with the video off, we can still hear Krishna Katha. So we don't have to do anything. Lazy, intelligent way of making progress. So that Krishna Katha, which is so easily available, now the Navadvipvasis are feeling that, oh, Vishwaroop has taken sannyas. Now we'll be bereft of that very sweet Krishna Katha. And we see this Krishna Katha is such dear devotees. By hearing Krishna Katha constantly, there is natural renunciation in the heart. Gyan and Vairagya are the byproducts of hearing Hari Katha. Knowledge and renunciation. We don't have to fake renunciation, but it naturally will come. It naturally comes because those two are the byproducts of hearing Hari Katha. And we see that this Hari Katha is so sweet. Lord Shiva is ready to leave Kailas to hear Hari Katha. Lord Shiva, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Navadvip Dham Mahatma describes, Lord Shiva, when he got to know that Suta Goswami is speaking Gaur Katha in Navadvip. Now, dear devotees, we know Suta Goswami spoke Krishna Katha to Shaunakadi Rishi. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes in Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, when Suta Goswami got to know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is appearing in this world, Suta Goswami went to the land of Navadvip and started speaking Gaur Katha, the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And those same sages, Shaunakadi Rishi, they also came to Navadvip and they also started hearing Gaur Katha. And when Lord Shiva got to know that Gaur Katha has been going on, Lord Shiva, he left Kailas and came down to hear Gaur Katha. In fact, it is so sweet that Lord Shiva, when he gets to know that Gaur Katha is going on, he sits on his order carrier Nandi. He sits on his order carrier Nandi and he is driving the order carrier. You see that in those days, the order carriers were Nandi and peacock and tiger and a mouse and things like that. And the present day, we find if we ask someone, the order carrier, people say T-Mobile and Verizon and AT&T, things like that. That's also an order carrier. Like in India, we have Airtel and Vodafone and things like that. So that's the perverted reflection of an order carrier in this world. But there we find Lord Shiva, he sat on his Nandi and he was going to the place where Suta Goswami is speaking. But midway, he realized that Nandi is very slow. If this is the speed Nandi goes, I fear that Gaur Katha will end. I will not get any Gaur Katha. So what did Lord Shiva do? He parked his Nandi to the side. He said, my dear Nandi, please stay here. If this is the speed that you're going to travel in, there's no way I can hear Gaur Katha. Lord Shiva went to Brahmaji. O Vidata, O Creator, you have a swan. If you give that swan to me, I can reach the Katha Pandal faster than my Nandi. And Brahmaji agreed. So Lord Shiva sits on the order carrier of Brahmaji and goes to Navadvip Dham to Madhyadweep and hears Harikatha, hears Gaur Katha from Suta Goswami. So if Gaur Katha or Krishna Katha is not sweet, why will Lord Shiva leave Kailas their devotees? We are not speaking about a normal personality. Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu is leaving Kailas, is leaving Parvati to come and hear Gaur Katha from Suta Goswami. Narottam Das Thakur, born in a very aristocratic family, born in a very rich family, is ready to give up all his aristocracy. He is ready to give up all the luxuries of his life to become a mendicant. Why? Because he heard Harikatha from the spiritual master. We have heard the life of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. When he was small, there was a sadhu who would always come to that kingdom. He was a prince. Narottam Das Thakur was a prince. And a sadhu would come and he would speak Krishna Katha. And naturally, Narottam Das Thakur got so enamored by Sri Krishna's pastimes that he gave up all the luxuries. He gave up everything. Renunciation was natural. Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj, another example. Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj, just by hearing Krishna Katha from his spiritual master, gave up his wife, gave up his 6-month-old child to become a mendicant. Why? Are these personalities foolish, dear devotees? Or are they faking renunciation? Renunciation is a byproduct. When someone sincerely hears Krishna Katha, there is natural renunciation in the heart. Krishna Katha is so powerful that it empowers the living entity. And not just renunciation, dear devotees. Prahlad Maharaj had so much Shakti. He got so empowered that he had the ability to fight the demoniac forces that his father sent. How? By hearing Krishna Katha from Narad Muni. A 5-year-old gets so much Shakti that he is ready to fight all the demoniac forces, Shanda, Amarka, and everyone, including Hiranyakashipu, just by hearing Krishna Katha. Was Prahlad Maharaj a martial arts expert? Did he know Taekwondo or black belt? Nothing. He didn't know anything. 5-year-old has so much Shakti, so much faith, just by hearing Krishna Katha from Narad Muni. So this Katha is such, it gives Gyan and it gives natural renunciation. So it is not surprising to see what happened to Vishwaroop. Vishwaroop, after constantly hearing from Advaita Acharya, naturally developed Virakti in his heart. Srila Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, for those devotees who have done Bhakti Shastri or who have gone through Nectar of Devotion, we'll see one of the qualities of someone who's very exalted is Virakti. Viraktir mana shunyata asha bandha samutkantha namagane sadaruchi. These are few qualities of pure devotees. Virakti, Rupa Goswami says, renunciation. It is always seen. Those who are advanced will always be renounced. And those who are renounced are always advanced. It goes back and forth. So renunciation is the prime quality of anyone who is advanced. And here we find, it's not surprising to see, if Narottam Das Thakur did it, Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj did it, Lord Shiva is ready to leave Kailas, it's not baffling to see Vishwaroop have that same mood in his heart by hearing from Advaita Acharya. That personality who brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu down is now speaking Harikatha, and Vishwaroop decides to give everything up and take sannyas. In fact, Vishwaroop, he realized that his parents, Sachimata and Jagannath Mishra, were arranging his marriage. And he became so averse to marriage. The moment he heard marriage, he became so averse to it that he ran away from the house. Exactly similar to what Sripad Raghunath Das Goswami did. Raghunath Das Goswami, when he was very young, in fact, it is described Das Goswami came from such an affluent family. He was so affluent that his parents were landlords, zamindars. And when Das Goswami got to know about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the gold coins that he had inherited, he took all those gold coins and put them in a boat, big boat. He put all the gold coins in a boat, filled two boats completely with gold coins and kept it in the middle of the street. Ow, Luto. Whoever wants to come and steal, take it away. When I have got the wealth or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, what am I supposed to do with this Jada Vastu? What am I supposed to do with this gold coins when I have got Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in my life? He gave up everything. And finally, when he repeatedly ran to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu multiple times, his parents decided that we will get him married. But when they got him married, he still ran away. That was Das Goswami. After getting married, he still ran away. There were guards kept outside, but he still tricked them and still ran away. And finally, the father of Das Goswami, he said, maybe we should just tie him. Maybe we should just tie him to a pole so that he doesn't run away. And when Shripad Raghunath Das Goswami's mother, when she heard this, she said, when the ropes of material sense gratification is not able to bind him, what will this ropes of this world do? Let him go. He belongs to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When the wife of this world, when the opposite gender is not able to attract him, when the money is not able to attract him, when all the wealth is not able to attract him, and they are not binding him in this world, what will these robes do? Let him go. He belongs to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let him go. So Das Goswami, similarly, he came from a very rich aristocratic family, but just left. He just ran away completely. And Vishwarup, similarly, when he gets to know that he is going to get married, Gaura Premanand, he just runs away overnight from his home, never to be seen again. And we see this is a very... Vishwarup is actually a very special personality as far as Prabhupada Anugas are concerned. Those who are in ISKCON, Vishwarup is a very special personality. Why? Because we see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu later, he goes on a South India Yatra on the pretext of finding his brother. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is traveling different places, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to Pandrapur in Maharashtra, where Lord Vitthal is presiding. And when he comes to Pandrapur, Srila Prabhupada explains, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got to know that Vishwarup, the older brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, had already departed this world. Prabhupada says that Vishwarup departed this world from the present day Sholapur in Maharashtra. For those devotees who are from Maharashtra or have heard, there is a place called the Sholapur. And that is the place where Prabhupada describes Vishwarup departed this world from. Now, why is Vishwarup's disappearance, what connection it has to our ISKCON devotees? Well, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got to know that Vishwarup has departed this world, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu naturally, he had a tear in his eye. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu organized a festival called as Vishwarup Mahotsav in remembrance of his older brother who took sannyas and was so austere from a very young age. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu organized a festival, Vishwarup Mahotsav. And dear devotees, Vishwarup Mahotsav was that historic day when our Prabhupada took sannyas in 1959. Srila Prabhupada in 1959 at Keshavji Gaudiya Mutt in Mathura took sannyas. But what was the occasion? It was Vishwarup Mahotsav. The day when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu organized a big festival in remembrance of Vishwarup. For that exalted personality who took up sannyas, giving up his family life, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu organized that festival. And Prabhupada took that day, he took inspiration from that day because he also left family life to take up sannyas. So just like Vishwarup gave up family life to take up sannyas, Prabhupada also gave up family life to take up sannyas. So Vishwarup Mahotsav is that day when Prabhupada in 1959 in Keshavji Gaudiya Mutt took sannyas. So here we find that Vishwarup, he takes sannyas. And as he takes sannyas, dear devotees, the younger brother naturally gets inspired. Whatever the older brother does, the younger brother gets inspired. So here we see that after Vishwarup, he took sannyas, Vishwambar, that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, naturally got inspired. But there is a very interesting point here, dear devotees. All this while we spoke Gaur Leela, Now let's quickly switch to Brajalila and then come back to Gaurlila. In the Brajalila, in the pastimes of Shri Krishna in the land of Braj, we have the Braja Gopis. The highest form of expression of love that anyone ever demonstrated towards Shri Krishna, or anyone who is still demonstrating, are the Braja Gopis. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanayasta Dhamma Vrindavanam Ramya Kajit Upasanam Brajavadhum Varghena Yakalpita. Srinath Chakravarti, in his commentary, he describes Ramya Kajit Upasanam Brajavadhum. The personality whom we hold high in our life are the Ramya Kajitas, the Brajavadhus, the Braja Gopis. What did the Braja Gopis do, dear devotees? The Braja Gopis entered Grahastha life and then left Grahastha life when they heard the flute of Shri Krishna. When Krishna on the night of Sharadiya Ras Purnima played the flute under Vamshivat, such a beautiful place for those devotees who have been to Vamshivat. On the night of Sharadiya Ras Purnima, Krishna, he plays his flute. And Kavi Karnapur here, dear devotees, very beautifully, he makes a very interesting point. Kavi Karnapur, he says that Shri Krishna has multiple types of flute. But one of the type of flute that Krishna plays is called as Vamshi. We all would have heard. Krishna has Venu, Vamshi, Murali, and then there are other flutes like Anandini, Sammohini, Akarshini, and things like that. Rupa Goswami explains. But the three principal flutes, Venu Geet, the three principal flutes that Shri Krishna plays is Vamshi, Venu, and Murali. Now, Vamshi, this word Vamshi, please hear this, dear devotees, very carefully. This word Vamshi comes from the root word Vamsha. This word Vamshi comes from the root word Vamsha, but Vamsha also means family. Like we say Vamshaj. Like I remember when I met my worshipable spiritual master for the very first time in my life, when Maharaj had come to Mumbai, he was staying in one devotee's house. And I had the opportunity to go and meet him. It's many years back. And when I went and met him, he asked me what your name is. And my pre-initiated name was also Arjun. Not Karmi name, because it is such a spiritual name. So my pre-initiated name was also Arjun. And my mother was also there with me. And my parents are disciples of Shripad Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj. So Maharaj asked my name and looked at my mother and then he asked, whose disciple are you? And my mother said, Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj. And then Srila Guru Maharaj closed his eyes and he said, Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj bhi Arjun ke hi vamshaj the. So very beautifully connected both. My name was Arjun, my parents are disciples of Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj. He said, Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj bhi Arjun ke hi vamshaj the. Which means he came in the line of Arjuna. So vamsha also means dynasty or the lineage. So Vamshi means the flute, but it comes from the root word Vamsha. But Vamsha also means family. So ideally, what should the Vamsha do? What should the flute do? It should unite families. It should bring together families. But Kavi Karnapur is describing this Vamsha is the cause why all the families broke in the land of Vrindavan. All the families completely broke. All the gopis left home. They ran in the middle of the night because of this Vamsha. So the Vamsha ideally should bring all the Vamshas together, but it is this Vamsha who broke all the Vamshas in the land of Braj. Such a contradiction. Similarly, the tree in Sanskrit, tree is called as Parva. But in Sanskrit, a festival is also called as a Parva. Like we say, is Parvpar. So a tree is also called Parva. But a festival is also called Parva. Now look at the contradiction that Kavi Karnapur brings in. The flute comes from the Parva, but the cause of the greatest Parva is because of the flute. What is the greatest Parva? The greatest festival, the Rasa dance. The Rasa dance takes place because of the flute. So the flute comes from the Parva, but the greatest Parva takes place because of the flute. Such a contradiction. So we find when Shri Krishna played his Vamsha, all the Vamshas broke and the gopis who were there in Grahastha Ashram, they all left. They left their husbands, they left their in-laws, they left all their family, the cows, calves, house. They left everything. They left completely everything for Sri Krishna. And they just ran. And 5,000 years back, dear devotees, they did not even know whether their husband is going to accept them. Because all night they were outside. Even this date, if a lady is there all night outside without letting anyone know, there will be questions when she comes back again. But the gopis did not care. Who cares for our husband? Who cares for our foolish husband when our eternal husband is calling us? Please don't take inspiration. That's what the gopis said. Please do not take inspiration. The gopis, they gave up all their husbands, all their so-called foolish husbands, and they ran towards Krishna. And who is the highest gopi? Who is the highest gopi who gives inspiration to all other gopis? It is Radha Gopi. Like in Mumbai, dear devotees, we have Radha Gopinath. Srila Parampuja Bachala Radhanath Maharaj Temple, Srila Radha Gopinath Mandir. Now, there are two ways of seeing Radha Gopinath. First is the Supreme Lord is Gopinath. He is the Lord of the Gopis. Gopinath. Nath means master, and Gopinath means he is the Lord of the Gopis. While the more deeper meaning is Radha Gopi Nath. He is the Lord of Radha Gopi. That's a more deeper way of seeing it. One meaning is Gopinath. He is the Lord of the Gopis. But a more deeper is Radha Gopi Nath. He is the Lord of Radha Gopi. So that Radha Gopi, Srimati Radharani, she gave up her family life. She just ran towards Krishna, leaving up all the grihastha ashram. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming down in this world. To take whose mood, dear devotees? To take the mood of Srimati Radharani. Radha Bhavadviti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming down to experience the mood of Radharani, which means to experience the mood of Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also has to go through grihastha life, because Radharani went through grihastha. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also follows the same thing, enters grihastha ashram, but quickly leaves the grihastha ashram. Just like Radharani entered grihastha, but left grihastha to find Krishna. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enters grihastha ashram, but leaves grihastha ashram to go and find Sri Krishna. Where? In the land of Jagannath Puri. Because Jagannath is not different from Sri Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes through the same experiences of entering grihastha and then taking sannyas, just like Srimati Radharani did it. And we find that this mood that our acharyas are giving of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking sannyas, of Vishwarup taking sannyas, is the highest form, dear devotees. Prabhu kahe iha hai aage kahoar, rai kahe prema bhakti sarva sadhya sar. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is hearing from Ramananda Rai, Rai Ramananda speaks about Varnashram Dharma. And all up until this while, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Iha Bahya, Iha Bahya, Iha Bahya. This is external. Speak more, speak more. When he speaks about Varnashram, Mahaprabhu says, Iha Hai. This is okay, theek hai, acha, this is okay, makes sense. But speak something more. Aage kahoar. And Rai Ramananda at that point makes a very important point as sadhakas. He says, Rai kahe prema bhakti sarva sadhya sar. My dear Lord, prema bhakti is the essence of everything. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hears this, now is the time when the real conversation starts between Ramananda Rai and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because from this point, after Ramananda Rai says, prema bhakti sarva sadhya sar, now they enter the land of Vrindavan into Dasya, into Shanta, into Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. And then finally Radha Tattva. So the actual conversation starts after this verse. Prabhu kahe iho hai aage kahoar, rai kahe prema bhakti sarva sadhya sar. And that prema bhakti was demonstrated by the Braja Gopis headed by Srimati Radharani. And that prema bhakti, to attain that prema bhakti, Vishwarup also left his home to take sannyas. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to attain that prema bhakti, he also left his home to take sannyas. And we see, dear devotees, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was a sannyasi. But the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were the six Goswamis. The six Goswamis headed by Rupa and Sanatan, they were thinking to themselves that our Lord is a sannyasi. How can we also be a sannyasi? How can we have the same ashram as that of our Supreme Lord? If Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi, how can we be in the same ashram as respect to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Let us not be sannyasis, but let us be Babajis. Let Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hold that position of being a sannyasi, but out of respect, we will not take sannyas, but we will remain Babajis. And all the six Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, were all Babajis. And the whole Sampradaya, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baladev Vidyabhushan, Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda Prabhu, Srinivas Acharya, Jagannath Das Babaji, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, it is Babaji's. It is completely Babaji's. Who was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? A sannyasi. Where did the sannyas tradition go then, dear devotees? Vishwarup took sannyas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. But the sannyas tradition was lost. Because Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami started the tradition of being Babaji's, that just followed completely. Of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a grahastha, so we didn't include him. But you see, remaining everyone, they were all Babaji's. Now it came to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Now Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he took the same mood of Rupa Goswami. What did Rupa Goswami think? Oh, my worshipable Lord is a sannyasi. How can I be a sannyasi? Better I be a Babaji. Now Saraswati Thakur took that same mode. He thought to himself, my worshipable spiritual master is a Babaji. How can I be a Babaji? Oh, better I be a sannyasi. So Saraswati Thakur took the same mood as that of Srila Rupa Goswami and decided to revive the sannyas tradition that was lost. The sannyas tradition in our Gaudiya Sampradaya was completely lost, dear devotees, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was Saraswati Thakur who revived the sannyas tradition. And how did Saraswati Thakur take sannyas? Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj left this world in about 1914. And at the time of his leaving, Saraswati Thakur was not a sannyasi. So then how did he take sannyas? Saraswati Thakur kept the photo of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji in front of him and accepted sannyas. The person had already departed this world, dear devotees, but he kept the photo of Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj and accepted sannyas. So that is what the Ritviks say. The Ritviks say, well, if Saraswati Thakur could do it by taking initiation from someone who has already departed, what's the problem in we doing it? Because we see they address themselves as Prabhupada disciples. That Prabhupada was already left, they take initiation from him. And they give this example that, oh, Saraswati Thakur took sannyas from Gaur Kishore Das Babaji after Gaur Kishore Das Babaji left. So what is the problem in we taking initiation? Well, we have to also understand Srila Saraswati Thakur is Nayana Mani Manjari in the spiritual world. Who are we? Have we realized our form? Maybe no. Are we conditioned? Yes. Are we chanting the pure name? No. Is Krishna dancing on our tongue? No. Are we having realizations in the heart? No. So in order to compare ourselves with Saraswati Thakur, we have to understand that Srila Saraswati Thakur is Nayana Mani Manjari. Nayana means eyes. When the vision of Radharani is personified into a person, when the vision of Srimati Radharani condenses to a person, that is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. The vision, the Kripa Kataksha that Radharani does. Munindra Vrinda Vandite Triloka Shoka Harini Prasanna Vaktra Pankaje Nikunja Bhuvilasini Brajendra Bhanu Nandini Brajendra Sunu Sangate Kadakarishya Sihamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. The Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam, the glance of Radharani, the sidelong glance of Radharani, when that glance, that vision condenses, it embodies to a person, then that personality is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So he had the adhikar to do it. Coming up with 64 Gaudiya Mats, preaching throughout India, Saraswati Thakur is empowered representative. And that is why he could take sannyas even from a photo of someone who has departed. while at the same time there is something more interesting. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was fascinated by the nishtha, by the faith of Ramanujacharya. So when he took sannyas, he kept the photo of Gaur Kishoradas Babaji Maharaj and Ramanujacharya, and Saraswati Thakur accepted sannyas. That sannyas that was lost, dear devotees, Saraswati Thakur brought that sannyas back. Just imagine how much of a revolutionary Saraswati Thakur to bring something in the tradition, to bring something in the sampradaya that the predecessor acharyas did not do. You have to be really powerful to make changes to a sampradaya. And only Saraswati Thakur could do it. And the rightful disciple of Saraswati Thakur is our Prabhupada, who also made changes to the sampradaya. Because his Guru Maharaj made changes, Prabhupada also made changes to the sampradaya. And what is the proof that in spite of making changes, we see in spite of Prabhupada making changes, the movement is still flourishing, which means Krishna's blessings were always there on Prabhupada. Because if changes were made and the movement collapsed, it only meant that Krishna did not sanction it. But even after Prabhupada made changes, the movement is still flourishing in every nook and corner of the world, which means Sri Krishna, he sanctioned all the changes that Prabhupada also made. What were the changes that Prabhupada made, dear devotees? So many changes. Prabhupada, first of all, accepted sannyas, just like his Guru Maharaj accepted, and brought the sannyas tradition down. But Srila Prabhupada did something that even Saraswati Thakur did not do. Prabhupada did something that even his Guru Maharaj did not do. What was that thing, dear devotees? To allow Matajis to be on the altar. This was never done before. Even Saraswati Thakur did not allow this. But we see in the West, Prabhupada broke all barriers. He broke all barriers. If my male disciples can be on the altar, why not my female disciples? And we see in the Western world, many a times, in fact, most times, more than Prabhuji's, we have Matajis who are there on the altar. That is Prabhupada's compassion. He broke all the traditions. And the proof that it is okay is that the movement is still flourishing without any hiccups. Another point that Prabhupada did was to allow Matajis to sit on a Vyasasana. Because generally we see in the olden times, Katha were 7 days long. And the Shastra prohibits a Mataji to sit on a Vyasasana. Because there can be contamination period. So it is not never encouraged for females to sit on a Vyasasana and give a class. Prabhupada broke that barrier also. He broke that barrier also. He said, everyone has the adhikar to speak Krishna Katha. Prabhupada was so all-encompassing that he embraced everyone. He encouraged everyone and brought in so many traditions that were not seen in the past. For those devotees who are twice initiated, Prabhupada again did something that was revolutionary. The first mantra of the 7 Gayatri mantras that our Gurudev gives, that is the Brahma Gayatri. This Brahma Gayatri is never given to Matajis, is never given to females. Even Saraswati Thakur did not give it. And till this date in Gaudiya Math, this Brahma Gayatri is not given to females. Prabhupada broke that barrier also. He gave Brahma Gayatri even to Matajis. So bringing in changes in the sampradaya that were never seen before. Like his spiritual master brought in the tradition of sannyas once again, and Prabhupada also brought in so many changes in the sampradaya. And we find this sannyas tradition of that Vishwarupa accepted, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted, that our Vishwambar accepted, which was completely lost, was again brought down in the sampradaya by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Srila Prabhupada carried that same mood, carried that same mission in his heart, and also bestowed sannyas to all of his qualified disciples. And we see, even after Prabhupada's demise, apparent demise, the sannyas tradition is still going on in our movement. And not just in our ISKCON movement, but we also find in the Gaudiya Math and things like that, the sannyas tradition is still there. So all the credit for that goes to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, because he brought that tradition completely down. And We are already 5 minutes past, dear devotees, but just give me a couple of minutes because today is the day of Ekadashi. Just a couple of minutes. When Srila Prabhupada was there in Vrindavan Dham, one devotee came to meet Srila Prabhupada. He was about 45 years old. He had left his family life. His children were grown up, so they could take care of the mother. He left family life. And he went around searching for a guru, not able to find anyone. He met different people, but they were not able to answer his questions. Finally, he came to Vrindavan and he heard about Swamiji, Swami Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada. He heard about Prabhupada, and fortunately, Prabhupada was there in Vrindavan. So he wanted to meet Prabhupada. So he entered our temple, Krishna Balaram Mandir. Of course, Krishna Balaram Mandir had not come up. It was still in the upcoming stage. But there was a small place, a small hut, small kutia, where Prabhupada was staying. And Prabhupada was having prasad. So this devotee, who was about 45 at that time, he went and he told the servants of Prabhupada that, "I want to meet Swamiji." So they said, "What happened? What do you want?" He said, "No, I want to meet him. I'm inspired by his books. I want to meet him." So they went inside and told Prabhupada that some devotee, someone has come to meet you. And Prabhupada said, "Yes, call him in." So this devotee went inside and he offered obeisances to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, "So?" Typical Prabhupada way of saying, like Prabhupada would raise his chin in a very regal Bengali way. "Yes, so?" So Prabhupada said, and when Prabhupada asked his name, he said that, "Oh Swamiji, my name is Gaur Gopalananda Swami." Prabhupada said, "You are a sannyasi?" He said, No, "I have named myself. I have not taken any formal sannyas. I named myself." Prabhupada said, "You named yourself?" He said, "Yes, I named myself and I just changed my attire. And my name is Gaur Gopalananda Swami." So Prabhupada said, "Acha." And then Prabhupada was speaking to him. And in the course of the discussion, Prabhupada asked him, first meeting, Prabhupada asked him, "Do you want sannyas? I can give you sannyas. Do you want sannyas?" The first meeting, dear devotees, let's imagine the first meeting that we have with our Gurudev, and our Gurudev says, "Do you want sannyas? I can give you sannyas." This devotee, who is Gaur Gopalananda Swami, who is about 45, goes to Prabhupada and speaks to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada volunteers. He says, "I will give you sannyas. Do you want sannyas?" So he says, "Yes, Prabhupada, if you think I am qualified, I would definitely want to accept it." Prabhupada says, "Okay." Prabhupada says, "Let us start with Harinam initiation, then we will see aage how to proceed." And that Gaur Gopalananda Swami gets his first initiation from Srila Prabhupada, and he becomes Gaur Govinda Das. Sri Gaur Govinda Maharaj ki jai. He becomes Gaur Govinda Das. And then Prabhupada sends him. He says, "Go to Bhuvaneshwar, go to Odisha, and start some preaching," because there was nothing there. And Gaur Govinda Das Brahmachari, he comes to Odisha. And it's complete jungle. There is nothing there. There are snakes. There are scorpions. And it's a complete jungle. And Gaur Govinda Brahmachari at that time would just sleep there with no fear absolutely. With snakes and scorpions around. Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj later in one of his recordings, he says, "Snakes would slither over me. Snakes would slither. Poisonous cobras would slither over me. But I was still determined." Why? Because this was the mission of my Guru Maharaj. If my Guru Maharaj can take multiple heart attacks for me, can I not take the venomous slithering cobras over my body for his sake? If he can take 3 heart attacks and take a Jaladuta and for 37 days at the age of 70, if he can do that for me, why should I fear for cobras and poisonous creatures like scorpions? So Gaur Govinda's Brahmachari was there. And he was accompanied by another devotee by the name Bhagavat Prabhu, who was also Prabhupada's disciple. So Bhagavat Prabhu, when he saw all this, he said, "Oh, no, this is very dangerous. You should not stay here. This is a very dangerous place." And he impelled and forced Gaur Govinda's Brahmachari to leave that place. So Gaur Govinda Prabhu, Gaur Govinda Brahmachari had no option. So he went to Prabhupada again and said, "Prabhupada, I want sannyas." And Prabhupada said, "Why, what happened?" And he said, "If you give me sannyas, then seeing my ashram, people will have respect. I can follow your instructions more easily if I'm in a sannyasa chair. But if I'm a brahmachari, I am under different people and I cannot follow your instructions. But if you give me sannyas, then that ashram is so powerful that no one will have the adhika to command me. So I can work directly under you. Prabhupada said, okay, makes sense. And Prabhupada called him to the opening of Krishna Balaram Mandir, 1975. To the opening of Krishna Balaram Mandir, Prabhupada called him. And there was a big fire sacrifice, dear devotees. The opening of Krishna Balaram Mandir was on the day of Ram Navami. And it is also special for me personally because that's the day when my spiritual master got initiated from Prabhupada in the Krishna Balaram Mandir on that same day, Ram Navami, 1975. So a big fire yagya was set and many were given first initiation, many were given second initiation. And three dandas were kept. Three separate dandas, like one danda is three danda, but like three danda, three separate dandas were kept. So three dandas were kept. And when initiations were taking place, Prabhupada gave sannyas to two candidates. And one more danda was left. And no one knew whom it is for. So they asked Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, I think one danda is extra. Some miscalculation, some calculation mistake has taken place. One danda is extra. Whom is it for? And Prabhupada said, oh, it is for him. Gaur Govind the Brahmachari, it is for him. So when they heard that, they told Prabhupada, he is a new devotee. He is new. Let him take some time. Let him follow the four regulative principles nicely. But telling this to Gaur Govind Maharaj, so they said, let him follow four regulative principles, nicely chanting 16 rounds, getting up in the morning. Let him follow all these things. Then we can think of giving him sannyas. He's a new devotee. Prabhupada heard this. Prabhupada looked and said, all of you all are new. He is not a new devotee. All of you all have just joined. All of you all are new. But he is not a new devotee. I know what I am doing. And that third danda was for Srila Gaur Govind Prabhu, who on that day became Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj. Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj ki jai. And Prabhupada bestowed this sannyas tradition. He gave sannyas to Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj. So Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj, when he was narrating this, he was happy. At the same time, he was having tears in his eyes. And he said, I was drowning in the ocean of grahastha life. But my worshipable Lord Nityananda Prabhu kicked me so hard. Gaur Govind Maharaj says, Nityananda Prabhu kicked me so hard that I came and straight away fell at the feet of Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. Nityananda Prabhu, whose Guru Tattva kicked me, and I fell at the feet of Prabhupada, and Prabhupada voluntarily gave me sannyas. So we see this sannyas tradition. Of course, there are so many pastimes of sannyas of the disciples of Prabhupada, but in the interest of time, I would very humbly want to stop here. Please, kindly, dear devotees, if there were any mistakes in the presentation, kindly, Saragrahi Vaishnavas, please forgive me. And if there was anything inspiring that came up, the whole and soul credit goes to Srila Prabhupada and all our worshipable spiritual masters. Kindly accept my very humble obeisances. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Vishwarup mahotsav ki jai. Vishwam Sanyas ki jai. Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hari Bol. Hari Bol Prabhuji. Thank you so much for such a beautiful, beautiful class.
Hari Bol Prabhuji.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. A beautiful class. We have one raised hand. Is it okay, Prabhu? You have time for questions.
Maybe we can just take one question because it is already 9:15 Pacific. So I have to get back to my Ugra Karma, back to my work. So maybe one question.
Okay, Prabhuji. So Mohit Prabhuji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji Dandatunam. Likewise, look, many Gurujanas and Vaishnavas says that we should hear Krishna Katha, like it is happening now only. So how can we develop that mood? Like Srila Gurudev, whenever he heard like pastime of his Braja Leela, so he like cries and again he hears same pastime, but he something experience new things. And like Amarendra Prabhu or many Gurujanas says that we should hear that Krishna Katha that is happening now only. Not that we know it. That yes, I know that Krishna Katha. Yes, iske aage ye hoga, pata hai mujhe. So how to develop that mood?
Well, I can definitely give an answer for that the day I developed that mood, because I also have that mood whenever I hear something. Haan, ye pata hai, I know this. So I'm not sure how much I can help, but we see definitely that how much ever we hear, what is the, like, for example, if I say, Mohit Prabhu, pick up the chair and keep it there. If I say, Mohit Prabhu, pick up the chair and keep it there. Mohit Prabhu, pick up the chair and keep it there. And if you say, aha, sunne mein kitna maja aa raha hai, wow, it is so nice. But wait a minute. You have to act on it. Not just keep hearing, but you have to act on it. When you act on it, then that hearing makes sense. Otherwise, if you say, Prabhuji, kitna maja aa raha hai, you just keep saying, Prabhuji, pick up the chair and keep it there. The purpose of saying is so that you act on it. Similarly, when we hear Krishna Katha, the purpose of Krishna Katha is so that we act on it. And acting on it means generating substantial purity. Generating substantial purity, because without purity, we don't go any far ahead. So till the time we have to understand that till the time we have not gained purity, till the time we have not gained any realization, till that time we have to keep hearing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would hear the pastime of Prahlad Maharaj 108 times. Doesn't Chaitanya Mahaprabhu know Prahlad Siksha? He is the same personality who appeared as Narsingadev. In fact, he knows some things that even we don't know, because he is the Lord who appeared. He was there in that situation. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is hearing it 108 times. Why? Because every time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is hearing it, Mahaprabhu gains more realization. And this is something that we can adopt. Shripad Aindra Prabhu, he would make this point that when we study Bhagavatam, we should follow this pattern of studying Bhagavatam, that when we study first canto, second canto, third canto, fourth canto, we go straight up to the 12th canto. And after we finish the 12th canto, we again start the first canto. Now what happens is, when we again start the first canto, it is like the 13th canto. Because now you have seen the 12 cantos completely. And now when you come back to the first canto, you will see the same verses with a better understanding and do the same thing again. And now, when after you again come back to the first canto, it becomes the 25th canto. So again, you get more realization. So every time you come back, it is seen the realization only increases. This is one. Second, when we study or hear Bhagavatam, we just don't hear. If suppose we are studying a verse, for example, we took today's verse. If we are studying a verse, we study the verse, we study the translation, we study the purport. Now, second, we go to ISKCON Desiree and see if there are lectures of Prabhupada on that same topic. If yes, we hear that. Third, we go to our Gurujan, our worshipable spiritual master, and see if my spiritual master has given a class on this. Fourth, we see if Prabhupada's disciples are there who have given classes on that same topic. And fifth, we see the next generation of speakers, if there is someone who has given a class on that. So one topic, five different speakers. And by the time you finish it, there will be so many new points that would have come up. And when you keep doing that again and again, for every single verse, 18,000 verses of Bhagavatam, 700 verses of Gita, more than 20,000 verses of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, when we do that repeatedly, then we see taste increases, taste builds. And that same pastime that we have already heard, newer and newer things come up in that pastime. Like just for example, the pastime of Putana. Now, we have heard this pastime of Putana multiple times. Even small children, they see Krishna serial and so many other things. And Putana is a pastime, pata hai. Are pata hai. Putana pastime, Putana came, she dressed very beautifully, she came, she gave milk, Krishna uplifted, pata hai, aage bolo. Aage kaho aar. We become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and say, aage kaho aar, say something more. But this pastime of Putana, just as an example, is so interesting and so deep. Anand Vrindavan Champu describes Kavi Karnapur there describes, why did Kamsa send Putana first? He could have sent Keshi, he could have sent Trinavarta, he could have sent Dhenukasur, he could have sent Agasur, he could have sent Bakasur, he could have sent any of them. Why send Putana first? Because if you're sending someone first, there is something that is going on in your mind because of which you're prioritizing Putana over everyone else. Why send Putana first? And there, Kavi Karnapur describes that prior to Krishna's appearance, Putana and Kamsa had a fight. And in that battle that went on for many days, Putana ended up defeating Kamsa. And as Kamsa got defeated, Kamsa understood, I cannot overpower her, better I befriend her. Because you see, when you cannot overpower someone, you better befriend them so that they are in your team. So Putana was so powerful that she had defeated Kamsa. And mind you, Kamsa is so powerful. The Shastras describe, he could pick up an elephant with his left hand and whirl the elephant and throw the elephant. When Jarasan was about to attack, Kamsa with his left hand was whirling elephants and throwing the elephants in Jarasan's province. That is how powerful Kamsa was. And Putana easily defeated Kamsa. And now as Putana was defeated, Kamsa thought to himself, the eighth child who is going to appear is going to kill me, which means the eighth child is more powerful than me, which means I have to send someone who is more powerful than me. And because of this, Kavi Karnapur describes, he thought of strategizing and prioritizing and sending his trump card first, that is Putana. All the other demons, Agasur, Bakasur, Shakatasur, Trinavarta, Kamsa had defeated them. It was only Putana whom Kamsa couldn't defeat, and naturally, he sent his trump card first. The eighth child is going to be more powerful than me, which means I have to send someone who's more powerful than me. Putana, please go. So that is how Putana was prioritized. Now we have heard Putana many times, but this is something that is less heard. So when we study with the commentaries of predecessor Acharyas, that same pastime, every time we hear, will sound more appealing and it will sound more decorated and more ornamented, because now we are hearing those pastimes with the commentaries of predecessor Acharyas and the realization of that particular speaker. So studying the books of Prabhupada with these five personalities and then going one step behind and studying the commentaries of predecessor Acharyas. When it comes to Bhagavatam, we see there are so many commentaries. We have Srinath Chakravarti, we have Veer Raghav Acharya, we have Vishwanath Chakravarti, we have Sanatan Goswami's Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which is nothing but a continuation of Srimad Bhagavatam. We have Sripad Hari Suri. So many sweet commentaries. So many sweet commentaries are there. So human life is meant, Pibata Bhagavatam, it's meant for drinking Srila Prabhupada's works and the commentaries of predecessor Acharyas. And when we study the books of predecessor Acharyas along with the books of Prabhupada, we see that same pastime will be more sweet and more appealing than ever before. Does that help Mohit Prabhu?
Yes, Prabhu. Thank you very much. Dhanat Pratam.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the detailed answer. Very grateful to you for the beautiful class and the nice question answer session, Prabhuji. So as Prabhuji don't have time, we will end the call here with Prabhuji's permission and all the assembled devotees' permission. Vancha Kalpataru, BSC,
Prabhuji ki jai.